Siyata D'Shmaya, let's try and touch tonight upon that age-old machlokes of Gaiva versus Anova. Try and turn the spotlight on the Chashivas of Midas Anova. We all know the famous Igeres Ramban. Anova, more or less the shorish of all the Midas Tovos that we have in the spectrum and the full gamut of all the positive character traits that are out there. The Chaira, using the Yesod of the Maral and the Gra, and that's the very first time that something appears that highlights the Chashivas. If we were to go ahead and just have a slight alteration on that, if we want to understand that of all the Midas Tovos that are there in this world, and Eina Chanami, every single Midah could be used for good. Many Amiyachis said to the Baal Shem Tov, many to all the Chassidus Rabbis, every single Midah that the Eibeshor gave us can be used, Ola Tov, Ola Ra. So the story goes, somewhat apocryphal, but that they asked the Baal Shem Tov, how is it shaykh to use the Midah of Apikorsus Latov? After all, that's also a Midah that says, let's espouse heresy. When is it ever good to be an Apikorsus? So the Besht said, very simple, anytime an Oni comes to your door. If you're an Elochiyid and a destitute individual comes to your door, so what does an Elochiyid say? No problem, you take out a Tehillim, I'll take out a Tehillim, I'll not to the Eibeshter, and the male will take care of you. No, when an Oni comes to your door, you got to become an Apikorsus. Pretend that there's no God. He needs your money, he needs your milk, he needs your meat, whatever the case might be. And you have to make yourself kilo and apikiris. He needs you right now. You got to give him the check, you got to give him the credit card. Hakoponim, if we're to highlight the one Mida that stands atop the pedestal of all the Midas Tovas, the Chara would be the very first one that the Torah comes to teach us. So what is the first Mida on the pages of Chumash, if not Behejo, if not clear cut? At least, suddenly, at least, Derech Hermes, where's the first idea of embodying a Midah Tova? Now, granted, the whole Sefer Bereishis is really all about the Bechin of Derech Eretz Kamal Taiva. The Torah, it's all about the Midas Tovas that were personified by the other Sakadoshim. If it's all about Midos, what's the first Midah Eberstein wants to teach us? Nasa Adam, it's Aminu Kimusenu. Rashi writes, based on Chazal, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nimlach P'Pamal Yishamala, and Hashem said, let's go ahead and let us make man. Let us make man. Eibeshter has to be Shol Eitzah from his celestial court, from the heavenly angels. Hell the what? He wants nothing more but to be Malamed, to Klai Yisrael, the Dori Doros, the Chashivas, the importance, the consequence of what Midas Anov is all about. The Medrash Rabbah says, and Bereishis Rabbah Parsha Chesen Ozayin, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem Yisroch, what are you doing? Moshe Rabbeinu is writing over the Torah, and he's saying, you're giving up Pesach, to what? To all the Minim, to all the Apikorsim. Ribon Olam, Mata, Nosi, Pischa, Pelaminim. They're going to go in and say, that there's Shtei Rishuyas, Nasa, that means, let us make man. Mashman, there's more than one God. And why would you even give them a Pesach? Hashem, just make it simple. Tell me, as Adam et Amenu Kimaseinu, and what Hashem says, it's so important to teach the meat of Anava. And as Adam, even the Godol Shevekula, none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chlod of Atzma says, and even when I'm making the world, and even when I don't have to seek counsel from anybody, and even when the Malachi Yoyin, at least the way the Ramchal learns in the Zartel to Derech Etzchayim, and the Maral and the Sira Solom, the Sima Avoda, and the Perak Yud Beis, the Samseif and Shuvas Kusam above, angels have no Bechira Chavshis, they're robots, they have no free will. Hashem, what is it? Are we playing games? Hashem has to ask them, Teretz as well, in order to be Malami to teach us the Chashivas Amidas and other. But if you take a step out of the action, it's Mamash Apli Atzuma. Hashem, you know what? Why don't you just write a pasuk in the pages of Chumash to tell me it's good to be an honor? At least teach it to me some other Derech Remez, but Kilo simultaneously to give a Pischam Peh to the Mina to that Bikorsan that are going to say, and you read Bible critics. And Bible critics say, you see, there's more than one author to the Bible. Call it the Old Testament, whatever you want, because it says, Nas Adam, let us make man. Rabbi Abram Tursky, one of his most famous books, Let Us Make Man. It's a take on this pasuk. And why make it? Teretz is what? If Hashem wants to flesh out the chashivas of Amida, and what better way for Hashem to do it than to say, look how much I'm sacrificing. Why is Hashem doing it? Teretz is the kasha is answered up automatically. Hashem teaches, yeah, you're right, I'll teach you the Amida of Anava. But look how much more potent, look how far more powerful the message is. When simultaneously the Eibeshter is sacrificing, he's writing the Torah, he wants nothing more but to stress to the Yidden and to the entire world that there's only one author to the Torah, Kedoshah, and Afilu Achi Hashem says, you know what? It's Kedai to sacrifice it, and let the Apikorsim come along, and let everybody know that I'm willing to sacrifice the Apikorsim, the heretics, erroneously assuming there's more than one author to the Torah, all to teach you what? The chashivas of the meat of an oven, right at the very beginning of the Chumash, Perak Aleph Pasuk Chavav. Zoso Meres, the punch is so much more powerful, and when it comes with a far greater sacrifice, if Hashem stamped taught us a limud ba'alma, a regular lesson, pages of the Torah, I want to be something special. The very fact that Hashem sacrificed Kaviyochol, and that now it brings the authorship of the Torah into question, all to do what? Just to teach us. Yeah, just to teach us. It must be. That it's so chashuv. It's gedai to teach you. And that even the Ebeshter, the Godol Shebe Gedailim, has to be shol eitzah, has to be note the reshus from a kotan mimenu. Memela, we come now. It's a beautiful shtickle by the Rebbe Rav Heschel. It appears in the Chanukah Sator HaChodosh in the Otzer Rebbe Rav Heschel. It's born in the Sefer Leif Aryeh Parshas Mishpatim. And the Rebbe Rav Heschel says we have a Gemara in Sota Daftel and Amud Beis, many different opinions. Someone who has Kol Adam Sheishbo Gassas Ruch, what is he doma to? Somebody who is imbued with arrogance, with haughtiness, with gaiva. So the first opinion says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Meshum Hashem Ben Yochai, Kol Adam Sheishbo Gassas Ruch, Kilo Ovi Davoros Gochavim. Because it says, Tomas Hashem Kol Govo Leiv, and it says, Lasavi So Eva El Besacha. Amela is the first answer in the Gemara that it's doma to being Ovi Davoros Zor. Now one, Mani Yomar says it's doma to this of Eresh Vichas. Doma Gilai, so many different opinions. Ask the Rebbe of Heschel. What Rai is this? Because it says Toeva. Many other things also call Toeva. And why is Kol Adam Mizgaev, Kol Adam Sheishvo Gassas Ruach, and why is he considered as if he's Ovid Avodah Zar? Rav Heschel says beautifully. Because the only pshat one can suggest, and why does the Torah say, Nas Adam Itzameinu, all to teach us the meat of Anava. Hashem doesn't need to ask anyone, and certainly not his robot, certainly not the robot-like angels that he himself, Kaviyachol, programmed. Alawat, Hashem Yisroch wants to teach us at the very outset of the Torah, the Hashimas, the importance of the Midah of Anav. So if you're an Anav, you can understand the Slima. Now, saw them, what's going on over here? Torah says, Hashem wants you to learn Anav. But if you're a Balgaiva, you have no pshat in this Pasuk. Amela zok the Rebbe Rav Heschel, alafiz and mashma dimi she'ino lomi mikana nova el adayin mezgoev. If you're a Magaiva, then you can't understand pshat and nasadam. It's a minhag Rosenu, so you only have kipshuto. What is pshuto? Pshuto is let us make man. There's more than one God. Zok the Rebbe Rav Heschel, that's pshat. If you're a Magaiva, kilo ovei avodah zarah. Why? Because if you're a Magaiva and you have no shaychus to anivus, you can't learn pshat like Rashi says api chazal that Hashem was an ono who was nimla papamal yishamayi, because you don't hold of anivus b'chlal. You're a Magaiva. If you're a Magaiva, you have to read the pasuk kipshuto, and that is what let us make man. There's no other interpretation. Let us make man. Call me sheish v'kasas ruach kilo ovid of a zara. Zach the Rebbe of Heschel. I must be that you are ovid of a zara. So Chora, right at the beginning of the Chumash, and we see that in the making of man, one has to be an anov. And very apropos that it's dafka in the making of man. It's no Indian that an animal has to be an anov. They don't have das, they don't have a chiro. Specifically, at the very outset, even before Hashem Yisroch started to make man, merely when it was also b'machshavto to create man, already at that point in time, we have this limud of Nas Adam Etzameinu, Kin Musenu, then Hashem is Nimla, Papamaya Shemalo, in order to teach us the importance of the meat of Anav. And that means it's ingrained into the very creation of man himself, this lesson, because this lesson is the machshava that went into the very creation of man. The Hainu man is Notzar, is now created, comes into being, and the Rekha in the context of Nasa Adam Etzameinu Kin Musenu, in the context of a very lesson where before Hashem even started to create man, merely when it was also the machshava to let us create man, already was implanted in the Torah, in the Bria, of the machshava to say how important Anava is. So therefore, Bakorchach, it's already ingrained in the very machshava of an Adam that you have to go ahead and be an Anav. And that's why many Perushim, why is an Adam called Adam? Offer min ha'adama. What does it mean, offer min ha'adama? Writes the Ksav Kabbalah, the same way that Adama is lowly, is ubiquitous. It's all over the place. It has no intrinsic value. It's mamash lowly, the lowly dirt. Anochi offer ve'efer Avram Avinu. Amela, that's Adam. Adam is first and foremost Adama. Yes, the Zohar Kodesh, the Arizal, Adam is Lashon Adam Elakel. I'm making myself like God. Yes, the Maral, Adam is Lashon, even though the ground is no inherent, no intrinsic worth. it encompasses therein all the enormous potential, because the entire world comes out of Adam. So there's a Gaulus and a Kuda Gaulus, and there's Hormami Pano, there's a Kliyakar, Rav Shushan Pikas, many other interpretations why Adam is called Adam. Al-Kaponim, the Ksav Kabbalah says, Adam is Adama, that is Anibus, and Leila, it's not only that Ayyadei Varek of Nasan Mitzamidu, it's already implanted in the Brias HaAdam Merosh, from the very Aschallah, that it's ingrained in his psyche. The only reason Hashem even created you was creating you in a backdrop of what teaching the world, the Midav Anibus. Adam comes in Ayyadei Anibus, he's named in his core essence. Is one of Adamo, one of lowliness, one of shiftless, one of Adamo. That is the essence of man. Meila, we turn to Perkei Avos, Perkei Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Akavya ben Malala Omer, Stakam Shoshavar Meina Tabol Idei Avera. I want you to not simply look, I want you to gaze at three things, and you'll never come, not just you won't be over in Avera, Eina Tabol Idei Avera. You won't even come into the things, into the paws, into the hands of an Avera. What are those three crucial ingredients? Domayayin Basa. Lana Taholech Lafremi Taosalit and Nimacheshva. Mayayin Basa Mitibasuchi. You came from a lowly, smelly, putrid drop of Zera. You came from a little nothingness, an invisible, unless you're looking at a microscope. Lana Taholech, and where are you going? Then we'll come off a Rima Vesaleo. You're going to a place of offer. Avramanochi Upper Vefer. Rima Vesaleo, David Melech says, Ari Tolas Veloish. You're going to a lowly place. And one day, you're going to have to give a din v'cheshvan in front of the melech, malchay, melech, malchay, melech. So what's the tzadashot? What's the common denominator in all these three things? Anibah, shiftless. Ah, look, you come from a little nothing. And where are you going? You're going to turn into dirt, and you're going to be filled with worms and fragments and the like. And you should know you're going in front of the melech, malchay, you're puny, you're a minuscule man. And clearly the tzadashot, the common thread woven through these three things, is one of anavah. So listen to a medrash. In the Kutei Agro and Perkei Avos, here in Avos Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph, and the Talmidei HaGro asked the Vilna Gaon, what's pshat in the Medrash? There's a Medrash Pliya that says, Adam Arishon hestakel b'shnayim v'lo b'shlosha, and that's why he sinned by eating from the Eitz Hadas. What in the world does that mean? Hestakel b'shnayim v'lo b'shlosha? What's going on here? So the Torah Tamim and his Baruch Shomer and Perkei Avos learns the same way. Amot clearly is a Messiah in V'loshen Yeshiva from Chai V'loshen from the Gro. So the Gro is the one who said pshat. He says, you know what the Medrash means? Adam Arishon, in order not to sin, you have to be Mestaka B'shloshen Farm, which form a Chutam Shulush of Anibas, Anibas, Anibas. No, you come from a little nothing. You're going to turn into a little nothingness, and you're going to stand in front of the awesome, mighty Melech Malchi Melech. So don't go in and sin. So you need three things, and it makes sense. Three things. You have a Chazok and El of Anibas. Zok the Medrash. Adam Arishon was Hestakel V'shnayim V'lo V'sholosh. Why? Because can Adam Arishon be Mekayim these three, writes the Gra? What are the three things? Amayayin Basa Mitibasucha. That's not true. Adam Arishon was Yetzir Kapa of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wasn't coming from a Tibasucha. He wasn't the product of mortal flesh and blood. He didn't come from a Tibasera. He came from Hashem Yisbarach. And Leila, the whole way you can hold yourself back from sinning is, number one, you come from one mitibasrucha. And number two, so Adam Arishon, even though you could say he didn't yet have Misa, but he knew that there was a constant that if he messes up, at least there's that fear that there's going to be Misa, his body's going to decompose, and he'll turn into back into Adama, into the dust of the earth from whence he came. But the first one, he can never look into. Dalmayayin Mosa. He didn't come from a Tipa Surcha. He came from the handiwork of the Almighty of the Abishur himself. Amela, that's showing the matter. Shestaka B'shul Shadvarim Eina Tabali Deyavera. Why did Adam sin? Because he was Mestaka B'shnayim V'lo B'sholosh. He only saw Lana Taholech and Lefnei Yitosim in the Zitin Mecheshvan, and he didn't see, he couldn't see Mayayin Mosa, because he didn't come from a Tipa Surcha. That's the Gra, that's the Torah Tamima on Perkei Avos. Thus, already at the very beginning, we see that the first Midah, and thus, and the most chashuv of them all, as fleshed out by the Ramban and the Zigeris Ramban, and the Yesod, the Masis, the foundation of all the Midas Tovas is Anava. So let's understand why that's the case, and why is it Anava versus Gaiva, and that it's the Shoresh, and it's clearly one of the things we therefore have to focus when it comes to Hachana L'Matan Torah Nimei Asfira, and the idea of being machni ourselves and being Balei Anova in order to be Makabal Torah. And so we asked the question before, where's the first remez to Amida? And we had Nasolim Tzameinu Kinnusim. L'Chara, though, if we rewind even further, isn't there a Makar? that the Midah Nova is so mushrush in the Bria, even before Adam was thought to be created, to come into existence, and the very yesod of the Bria, of the world itself, L'chaira, is Mavusis and Miyusin Amidah Sanav. Listen to Rav Yitzchak Isaac Hover, Talmud or Menachem Edom Shlok, Talmud of the Gra. He's writing an Os Samach Aleph in his Perish Or Torah in the Malas HaTorah. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Hover says as follows. And the end of the day, for Hashem Yisbarach, to create the world, there has to be Hashem showing the Midah of Anova. Kol Iker HaBriya Shehoya Yidei HaTorah, Haya B'Midah Sanova. Why? Shehu Yisbarach, since in Yecholtu Gevoros Amoros Olam, there wouldn't be a world unless Hashem made himself an Anova. Hashem was all over, there only was Hashem Yisbarach. And the same with the Nevesh HaChaim, Alpi Kabbalah and Shar Gimel. As Marach and Indian of Tzimtzum, without getting into Kabbalistic discourse here, about the Indian of Tzimtzum on a very, very superficial level, Hashem Yisbarach has to be Metzamtzim, Yecholto Yisbarach, has to constrict himself, has to limit himself to create a vacuum in this world in order to then place the universe, planet Earth, into that vacuum. There's got to be a void. Eivishtar is Mole, Kol Olam Kulo. Amela Hashem has to be Metzamtzim, has to hold himself back, create a void in a vacuum, and now there can be a world. Amela writes in Yitzchak Isaac Hover, there wouldn't even be a world. We wouldn't be around. Forget about Nas Adam. There wouldn't be a Hechitzinta to the world unless Hashem Yisbarach says, even though I'm all over the place, I'm going to be Metzamtzim, I'm going to make myself lowly, I'm going to make myself humble, and Ayadei Anovo, I'll be Metzamtzim Yecholtu Gvoroso, and I'll create the world. And that's the Gemara Megillah, Amen Aleph, that we say. And Mita lechamotei Shabbos at the very end, and b'mokum shatz amotei gedolos nashal kosh baruchu, hashama tamotei an v'sanusa. What's the pshat? When you find the gedula, where do you find the gedula of Hashem? Well, look around the world, look in the flos of Ore, and you behold 24/7, 365. You see the galus of Ore, you see the flos of Ore, and b'mokum gedolos. He said, wait a second, how did Hashem even create this world? It must be that first he had to make himself an anav. He had to make himself an anav v'yoser, to make himself so small, kamayochel, and lonely, that he's mitzamtzim, his limitless, his infinite strength, his omnipotence. And instead, what does he do? He makes himself an anav, creates a world. Within that world, he shows his gedula, but the gedula can only be seen because, first and foremost, it was predicated on what? On his anivas. B'malkum gedulasa shalkarish brochu, Hashem atamotzei anasanusa, which means what? And then Tzeinu lemeidim, that the very first midah, and that was manifest in the world even before Nas Adam, the very phenomenon that there is a world mandates that the Eivishter displayed the midah of Anova in order to create a world in the first place. Mamela, you see that it's Yesod in the Bria Be'etzem, even before Alsim and Ashokta to create Adam, and the very foundation of the world is predicated is Mavusis and Yusin on the midah of Anova Bakarish Baruch Hu. Without Hashem making himself an Anov Kaviyachol, there wouldn't even be a world. And that's what Yitzchak Isaac Hover. What happens? The sun and the moon. A moon has a shtickle gaiva. Hashem, right at the very outset, creates more gadol, more katan. We know Medrash, Rashi, and other Rishonim discuss at length as a big arichus what exactly was going on with the moon, and the moon doesn't have das. Those that have a look have das. The moon says, I want to be as large, I want to be large as well. What happened to Hashem is the might, the Or HaLevana. And the end of the day, writes the Meshech Chacham or Meir Simcha from the Vince, Hashem Yisbarach is teaching the world, and you got to make yourself small, stop wanting to become so big. Even the sun Hashem is worried about. Writes the Meir Simcha, how we introduced to the sun on the pages of Chumash, it's the Mara Gadol. And do we ever see Mara Gadol ever again? How do we refer to the Mara Gadol after that, in the creation narrative of Bereishis? It's called the Shemesh. Why is it called the Shemesh? Write to Meir Simcha and Meshach Chokma Pashas Lech Lecha, so that you'll know every time you refer to the sun, what is the sun? That's merely a shamish. It's just here to be mashamish. It's just here to serve God. Because if you keep looking up and you see the Mor HaGadol, you see Godless. If you see Godless, and you see the sun as its own independent entity, and of course, when God tells us in Pashas Yisro, the Aser Sedibros, Lo Yelucha Elohim Acher Alpana, what's he talking about? What does it mean, Elohim Acher, false gods? I remember I was sitting on the religious council trying to do some kirov many years ago on the University of Maryland, Baltimore County campus. And we had a religious council, all the representatives from all the different religions. And I remember I was, you know, representing Orthodox Judaism. There's a guy next to me named Bobby, and he was the Baptist minister on campus. So in order to get a seat on the religious council, all you need a Baruch Hashem, we had 1,100 Jews approximately on campus, about 10% of the student population, and we only had a handful of Orthodox Jews, but anyone who gathered 10 signatures to espouse a certain religion could be sitting on the religious council. So we're going around the room and we're introducing ourselves, and then this woman gets up and says, she is so-and-so, and she represents the pagan society. And what does the pagan society do? She says, well, every afternoon we go into the forest nearby and we bow down to rocks and trees. And Bobby Mamish has a laughing outburst, and he falls off his chair. He said, you know, here we are, the year, this is already in the 1990s. In the 1990s, people are still bowing down to rocks and trees. And writes with Akiva Tatz, Living Inspired. And his essay, Beyond Astrology, beginning on page 69, he says, and it's based on Moshe Shapiro, and when Hashem says, don't worship other gods, it doesn't mean don't bow down to rocks and to trees. Because most normal, sane people in this world know nowadays we're not bowing down to rocks and trees. What are we about? Like the Rambam writes in his Perush Mishnayos, when he delineates the whole idea of people following Avodah Zarah. Well, God made a son called the Moron Gadol. He made a great entity. And that's what it means. Don't worship the sun, don't worship the moon. Don't worship the heavenly bodies, the orbital spheres that clearly are endowed with a major koach. They're lamayla mirosheinu. They're in the heavens above. Kamash v'lon. They're just avodim, right? That's why it's never again called the Moron Gadol. Don't make the mistake of Dor Enosh and onwards. Don't view it as, oh, it's the awesome Moron Gadol. View it as the Shemesh. It's just the Meshamesh. It's just here to serve, and that's the name by which we're going to know the greatest entity in this world, the sun. And that's the being involved for the synthesis for Chulei in the Olam HaTeva. Olam Kemenhoga Noeg. And we're going to know it first and foremost, henceforth, merely as the Shemesh, and just here to be Meshamesh. So again, Al Pi Rav Yitzchak HaZachaber, what do we have? And the very foundation, the creation of the world, was Mevusas HaMiyusin HaMidas HaNava. Without Hashem making himself an on of Kaviyachod, there never would be a world. Symptom of Yecholto Yisvarach creates the vacuum in its wake, and that's Ma'afsher, to have a Bria. And once there's a Bria, ingrained in the very Machshava to create a man, now Salam HaTzimu, Hashem is willing to sacrifice heretics coming along and Chalila B'chah saying there's more than one God, all to teach us the Chashiva Sevanam. So Adam was supposed to be Afum and Adamo, like the Ksava Kabbalah. He was supposed to be Margish continuously, that I'm just lowly ground. And the end of the day, what happened? He made himself a Balgaipo. The Nochash HaKamoni says, you'll be like God. Oh, I'll be like God. Halit Pemetzinat, I'll be like God. That's a sin. Adam Chavo. Noach starts the Tikkun, the Elvis continue the Tikkun, until you have the Hashlama, in a certain sense, Ayyadei Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is what? As the greatest Anav in the history of the world. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of mitzvos. And Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, is an unbelievable Chacham. After all, look at his name. He is Moshe Rabbeinu. That means we'll know him from time immemorial, first and foremost, as our teacher. Erevin Adalat and Beis, he's the one who gave us the Torah. He taught Aaron, he taught Aaron's Bonav, and Bonav Mechulah, he gave us the Torah. And we know that he was a tremendous Chacham, but out of all the Milas of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was Shoko Kenegar Kol Yisrael Rashi in the beginning of Pashas Yisrael. What were the only two things that are singled out in the Torah that Moshe stands apart from the rest of the world, and that will carry us through either ad v'lo ad b'chlal to the days of Mashiach, or even beyond that? Rav Weiss, in his collection of essays called Megodim Chadashim, he wrote Megodim Chadashim on Brochus, Shabbos, Erevin, Mekot, and Chagiga. And before he wrote those five volumes on Shas, he had one thin volume called Megodim Chadashim, and he has an essay collecting from various Midrash Chazal. Could Mashiach be a greater Chacham than Shlomo? Could he be a greater Chacham than Moshe Rabbeinu? Could he perhaps even be a greater Novi than Moshe Rabbeinu? But in the pages of the Chumash itself, what do you see? With all the milas that were characteristic of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah only felt the hechruch, the need, to single out two and only two milas. What are those two? And the end of Parshas Va'loscha, where Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, you're singing Lashon Hara, and you should know he's Anav Mikolonim Hashem Panei Adam. He's the greatest Anav ever. Okay? What's the only other one? Fast forward to the end of the Torah, Vezos HaBracha, and what do we find about Moshe Rabbeinu? Lo Kam Novi Yobi Yisrael Kam Moshe. Out of all the myriad milas that Moshe Rabbeinu possessed, the Torah was only Magish the Torah. We only went out of our way to highlight two, and only two of those milas. One was unique to Moshe. Mitzad Echad, he was the greatest Anav ever, and Mitzad Sheni, he was the greatest Navi ever. So one can look at those two milas and say, you know what, they're mutually exclusive. He was a great Navi, and he was also a great Anav. Right? So Meir Simcha, the reason why the Torah highlighted Bedavka those two is because Be'etzem, they're Tuli and Behadodi, they're Habahatalia. Why? Who's going to be the greatest Anav? And by definition, if you know, the greater of an awareness you have of the omnipotence, the omniscience, the everything of what the Almighty is all about, then the more you'll contrast your puniness, your smallness, with the godless of Ore. The more you have an awareness, the more Torah you learn, what happens? You naturally become more of an unknown. Because you realize, right, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. The more you attach yourself to Hashem, the more you realize, contrasting yourself to the godless of Ore, you realize how puny you are. Azog the Meir Simcha. You know why he's the greatest Anav? After all, if the Torah wants to be made, he's the greatest Navi. That the Torah could do. The Torah could say he's the greatest Navi. Because after all, it's up to Hashem how much Nevuah he wants to sprinkle his prophets with. So the Eberster could say, Kaviyachol, I'm making the greatest Anav. After Hashem say, I'm making the greatest Anav. How we know? So Midas, Tovas, Yerushamayim, that's in your hands. Moshe, maybe you were the greatest on him. How could the Torah be made and that there'll never be another person that could come along and make himself another like Moshe? Why not? Why can't there be someone who makes a teretz? Because only the one who spoke to Hashem, pe'el davarbo, put him upon him. Only someone who is a roe basfakarya hamira sukkim and heyam and base. If you have a clear, lucid vision of the godless Abore, then you have the greatest contrast to draw out that stark contrast between what God is and what you are. The greatest Navi means that you have the greatest awareness, the greatest cognizance of how great God is and how small you are in contradistinction to God. And the main law, by definition, the greatest Navi is automatically the greatest Allah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, by definition, if the Torah is made that Hashem made him the greatest Navi, that means he saw a vision of God like nobody else saw. He spoke to Hashem, he spoke kaviyocho upon him, upon a pepel davarbo. And that means that he saw the contrast. He alone can match himself up to his new vision and see how puny, minuscule, how tiny he is. Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is godless. Amela, the greatest Navi is automatically, it's a seesaw effect. The greatest Navi is by definition the greatest Anav. If Hashem is up there, then you're down here. If Hashem is only this, you can make yourself this. But if you're going to make Hashem Yisbarach this, then you're mamish like this. That's Moshe. And now we understand Chazal. Avram Avinu Anochi Ofer Veicher. And David HaMelech Ani Tolas Vloish. And even Aaron HaKohen writes the Ramban of Parshas Korach. Aaron HaKohen, when Korach stood up and he said, Madu Tisnasu HaKal Hashem, writes the Ramban, Aaron HaKohen was such an unbelievable Anov. He mamish felt Lekushta Demil Slefiyemes. Hashem, why don't you give it to me? Korach is far greater than I am. Give it to Korach. Give it to him. And that means even the Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, oh, wait a second, now God spoke to me and this is the way God wants it. Aaron HaKohen, God didn't tell him this is the way it's going to be. You heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. So he's saying, you know what? That was the Moshe Rabbeinu. You know what, Hashem? Give it to him. He's right. He's much greater than I am. All right, somebody, you see the galus of the Anivus and the Chor. It has to be that way. Because when Chazal single out the Anivus and Moshe, they say, well, V'nachnu ma. The Nachanama wasn't just uttered by Moshe, it was uttered by Moshe and Aaron. As you see, the Moshe and Aaron, Malamish school of Hain, there was a uniqueness of an Anivus, and Aaron, a Kohen, Be'et Samatsu Yusuf, could have been as great an honor, perhaps, as Moshe Rabbeinu, but like the Meshach Chachma, by definition, the one who's going to be a greater novel, he's still going to get to a greater level of an Anivus. But our Kaponim, David says, Anita Lazaloish, it's a Pella. Why couldn't they get to the Darga of Moshe Rabbeinu? What? Avram Avinu. Why Anochi Avamefer? Teretz is like the Meshach Chochmah, because only someone who spoke to God the way Moshe spoke to God and has the greatest awareness of godness of Ore, I can make himself so small and conscious to Hashem Yisroel. That's the godness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Meila, let's go back to Yitzhak Eisenchov. He writes in the Zohar Torah that Hashem Yisroel says, when I'm going to recreate Klal Yisroel as a new Am, as a new nation in Maimon Har Sinai, I'm going to emphasize emphatically, I'm going to drive the point home that Yiddishkeit is predicated on Anivus. We already said how the very world is predicated on Anivus. We said, number two, that the creation of man is predicated in a record that's built in the context of Anivus. Now, what about the recreation of Klal Yisrael as a unit, as a new Am, as an Am Segula? How are we going to create them? Look at all the Siurim that come together and look at the synthesis that emerges. We have the lowest mountain, Har Sinai, why? Because it's the lowest mountain. We have the lowest mountain in the desert, in the Darman and Hayam and Aleph. Why is the Torah given in the desert? A place that's Hefker Ma'alma. There's nothing, gorgeous, nothing in the desert. So it's given in the lowly desert. It's given, obviously, many Mepharshim asked the Kasha, why not give it on the actual ground? Why give it on a mountain? Obviously, there's no lesson of Anibus unless there's something to write home about. First, you need to be something, and then you can be. So once you're a mountain, what? A famous case of the two Gevirim in the back of the shul. And this one says, I'm Gornish. This one says, I'm Gornish, I'm a Gornish. I'm Mamash a zero. I'm zero, I'm nothing. All of a sudden, the janitor comes along and says, you guys, come on, you guys, you have a lot of money. He says, I'm really nothing. And they all should say, look at the guy who's showing off there. The janitor can't be an olive. Janitor's nothing to show off about. You gotta have something to show off about, and then you're an olive. So you gotta be a mountain, and then you'll be the lowest mountain. So it's given in a desert, Hefker, Lekamri. It's given on a mountain, the lowest mountain. It's given Ayidei Moshe Beinu, the greatest Anov. And that is the Chiddush of Har Sinai. It's all built on Anivus. No coincidence, writes the Yisoschar. At the din of a Rebbe is Mamor Mechoda Sivan. Sinai, and Makolul is Gematria Anova. Anova 130, 131, Gematria Sinai is Anova. That means it's part and parcel of the essence of the mountain itself called Sinai. Sinai is Hagamatri and Makolel Anova. It's all about Anova. The Torah will be given Ayyadeh, the Anov Mikolonim, Asher Panei Adama, and it'll be given in the lowly desert on the lowest mountain. It gets even better. Alright, so Yitzchak Isachover Nazor Torah. And what is Anova? Ayin Nun Vavhei. Let's break down the Rashi Tavos. All of Tyra is Merumas and Osios Anova. Ayin, Keneged the Shivan Panim, the Tyra. Nun, Keneged the Nun Shari Bina, the Nun Shari Tahara. Rosh Hashanah at the bottom of Chafala from Arbeis V'tach Sereya Me'atvei Elokim. Moshe Beinu didn't even get the Dargis Chamishim. Their Nun Shari Bina, Nun Shari Tahara. The Ramban writes in his Psicha to his Perishal Tahara. No one ever got to the Madrega of the Masik Dargis Chamishim, which is called Yediyas Das Elyon. Even though the Chidod is right in six places, Simchas HaRegel, Haggadah Shal Pesach, by the Maestro of Rabbi Akiva, Pesach HaNayim, and Menachos Chavtes HaBeis, Morav Rabbanon, six places I found the Chidod, and it's already in Megala, Mukas, and Ophan HaYikim, Ophan Peches, and Zichron Menachem, and the Midrash Pli, and Parsha Shmos, and Ophan Ravi, and the Maestro Rekeach, they all write that Rabbi Akiva was Masik Sharnun. So there is a Shaychis to Sharnun, to Shar Chamishim, and either way, that's Anova. Ayin, Shivan Pun, the Torah Nun, the Nun Shari Bina, the Nun Shari Torah, the Nun Shari Chachma, Vov, that's an easy one, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and Hei, that's Hamisha Chamshay Torah. All of the Torah is in Anova, because that is the Metzius of Matan Torah. Matan Torah is what? It's all about Anivas. Ayin, Shivan Pun, the Torah, Nun Shari Bina, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Chamisha Chamshay Torah, Ayin, the lowest mountain in the lowest of all places, when there's a desert, there's nothing around. It's Mamash Anivus Sheba Anivus, and that is the lesson of Matan Torah Yedei, Davka Moshe Beinu, the Adam Mikalana. And now we understand why out of all the Zechuyas, all the Matanas tell us we have three special Matanas that were given to us in the desert. What were those three? Tainas, Taftesim, and Aleph. Mishchus Moshe Beinu, we got the Mon. Mishchus Aaron, a coin, we had the Anani, a covenant. Mishchus Miriam, we had the Be'er. And no coincidence that if you look at the Nisach, the Gemara, the bottom of Taftesim, and Aleph, and they're called Shlosha Parnasim Tovim. That's a very rare terminology. If you need to, it's very Geshmaki Gematria. Because the Gematria of Gimel Parnasim Tovim equals 510. And what gifts do they give us? The Mon, a Be'er, the Anani, a covenant. Gematria, exactly 510. The Gimel Parnasim Tovim gave us the Mon, Be'er, and Anani, a covenant. So Moshe Beinu gives us the Mon. Why do you give us? What is the Mon? The Mon is that which is on high, and it comes down all the way to the bottom. That is Moshe Beinu, the same one who was on high. It's Lachem Shemlach Yeshur Ochlmo. It's Ziv Ashina Shemes Kashim, to borrow the Lashon of Tzadik and Pri Tzadik. Moshe Beinu's whole Metzius was, I'm the highest of high, I'm the Navi, and I'm the lowest of the low. V'nachrimah, I'm garnished, I'm nothing. I'm the highest of the high and the lowest of the low at the same time. And like the Meshach Chacham, their Haba Hatayah, because I'm the highest of the high, that's why I'm the lowest of the low. V'mon, think about it, Be'er was right down here. That's the woman, that's the world of Chomer, the world of Gashmius, that's water, 70% of the world. That's woman of Maral, it's Marach and Gebur Hashem. Woman of Makusha, Tulu, Lachomer, water, liquid, has no Tzura. And that's woman, that's a bear. Where's the bear? It's a rock. It's right down here in this world. Aaron HaKohen, oh, he's already in Shemayah. Shemayah, the Anonim, what? What are clouds? They're here and they're not here. They're in Teva. Shtukul Amayla, Manat Teva. The Mon was the only gift that came from Shemayah. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim at the Tower of Sinai, and what did he do? He brought the Torah and the Shemayim down to this world. That's the money. He took something on high, brought it down low. That is Mechinas Moshe Rabbeinu. At the same time, he's in the highest of high, and he's also the lowest of the low, the greatest. No, he is the greatest on earth. The Mela listened to a brother of the Maharal, as is in the Sefer Achayim and the Sefer Zechuyas. And now this is so pure, and Rosh Hashanah God's read Sefer Apirion, and many others for him say it as well. Notice how in Shas, we don't call a person a Chacham. Now, Chacham in Shas means a wise person. A Talmud Chacham is what? Called a Talmud Chacham. Why is a Talmud Chacham called a Talmud Chacham? Writes the brother of the Maharal Prague. He says, "Afilu agedolim shavahem lo nikram rak tamidim chachamim, v'fi she'ena machzik mesatzim rak ketamidim zelazet." And every single chacham is someone who always makes himself a talmid. Mishnah, Perkei Avos, Pardalim Mishnah, Veizu chacham alone mikaladim. That means an every single talmid chacham is someone who's always learning, always has an insatiable desire, that unquenchable thirst. I want to learn more. I always want to make myself a talmid to learn more. There's no such thing as no musig of a chacham. A chacham is a talmid chacham. First and foremost, he makes himself a talmid. He continues two paragraphs later. Af Moshe Ben Olavashon, who is Avi Kol Chachamim. And what should he be called? Why not highlight his chacham? Call him Rabbeinu Moshe. He's not called Rabbeinu Moshe. Rakanikra Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Lahagid Shalom Zaknu as the Rosu to Asemis Vishvil. Roveschak Muso. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not the Moshe, and I'm not Rabbeinu, and I happen to be Rabbeinu Moshe. Rakamine Shahayo Anun Mikolodam. Lo Hirsik Atzma Rakamosha Ba'alma. And Moshe says, what am I? I'm Moshe. Because he made himself Moshe, that's why he became Rabbeinu. He only was able to come Rabbeinu because he made himself Moshe. And he says the same thing to Nevi'im. Why don't we say, Hanavi Yirmiyah, Hanavi Yeshaya? And why not say, there's a Navi Yeshaya? No, it's Yeshaya Hanavi. He only became a Navi because he made himself Yeshaya. He only became a Navi because he made himself Yirmiyah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was Moshe, and that's all I am, Moshe. And what an Anivus. I want to leave us because what is Moshe? I was taken out of the water. I was taken out of the water. I have no life. I have no seema for existence. And Basim Asparo saved me. That's Moshe. That's his essence. Because he's Moshe, that's why he's Rabbeinu. He's a Talmud, and that's why he's a Chacham. Because he's first and foremost a Talmud. He's Moshe. And that's why he becomes a Moshe Rabbeinu, because he made himself so small. Writes Rabbi Yaakov Emden and his Lechem Shemayim Perush Anovis. Perakala Mishnah Moshe Kibo Torah Mesinai. And why did Moshe get the Torah? Why did Hashem pick Moshe? Right, so Yaakov Emden in his Lechem Shemayim, because he made himself like Sinai. Moshe Kibo Torah Me Hashem, the Veltz Kasha, Aral, and many others asked the Kasha. Moshe didn't get the Torah from a mountain. Moshe Kibo Torah Bekishahoye Besinai. Moshe Kibo Torah Al Har Sinai. Moshe Kibo Torah Me Sinai, got from Sinai. He only got it because he made himself lowly like Sinai. Sinai Gematria Nafal. Sinai, the lowest mountain. He only was the Makabal of Torah because he made himself like Sinai. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. We know we paskin Beis Hillel and Neged Beis Shammai. Why? Erev and Dafyud Gimlam and Beis? Because they made themselves Anna, because they were Anovim, and because they were Makdim Divrei Beis Shammai and Lidavrayhem. That's why we paskin. So the Maral and the Chidah. And many Gedolim Alshava has the Kasha. I don't understand. You could have all the mildest in the world. You could have a tzaddik, the biggest tzaddik in the world. But at the end of the day, it doesn't mean it's Gimachavi, Lamita Shatira. We know in yeshivas from time immemorial, very often the Mashiach is a bigger tzaddik than Rosh Yeshiva. Very often you go to yeshivas from Europe, very often the Mashiach, but who's passing the Shaila? Right? You want a Shaila, you go to Yeshiva, you go to the Posek. You don't always go to the Mashiach. So what's going on over here? They all asked the Kasha. So they're on the, see, you know what? Hillel, you're a greater honor of the Shammai. But if Shammai knows the halacha, so they're all busy struggling. What's the Pshat? Hazoktim Bnei Yisoschar. And again, you can see the Marai, you can see the Chidah. Marai Tzim Bnei Yisoschar. Tamine Bnei Shammai, Tamine Bnei Hillel, they come from Shammai and Hillel respectively. What was the defining trait of Hillel? Shammai Staflam and Amad Beis and Laman Aleph and Aleph. He is known as an Onav. He's the greatest Onav. Writes the Arizal. And the Bnei Yisoschar bases it on the Arizal. Arizal says that Hillel was a Gilgal of Moshe. And that's why Hillel lived to 120. And he was the Manig Ador. He's the Nasi Ador. Moshe Rabbeinu lived to 120. And he was also the Nasi Ador and the Manig Ador. And he has all the correlations of Hillel to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hinei beis Hillel hayo anovim kifim midas rabim Hillel shayon of mod, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. And And Hillel was a Gilgal, the Arizal says, of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the 121. That's why he was the mnemonic. And the same way Moshe Rabbeinu was all about Anivus, Hillel was all about Anivus. Mameila, who was going to be Mechari Tamisha Torah? The Gilgal of Moshe will be Mechari Tamisha Torah. Who is Zaycha to be a Gilgal of Moshe? Only one who can embody the Anivus of Moshe will go ahead and get the Nitzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu's Chokhma. Ameila, it's going to be Moshe Rabbeinu's wisdom that goes into Hillel. And that's why he got the Anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Hillel, the Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why he's Mechamed to the Emes. That's the Galnus of Moshe. He's first and foremost Moshe, and only then is he Rabbeinu. And that is the Galnus of Anivus. That's how we get ready for Tyra. And there's so many meters that was like Norman. If there's one you're going to work on, the Yesod of the world and the recreation of the world by Day Matan Tyra is the Yesod of Anivus, Anivus, Anivus. Seen so many different manifestations. And for homework, you get a chance to see Rav Chaim Friedman, or Sisse Chaim, Midas Avodas Hashem, where he has a Homa Reches on Midas Anava, and he tells us, based on Parchav Gimel, in the Mesos Hasharim, how to actually acquire it. It's very nice to talk about it. How do you practically acquire it? I am Sisse Chaim, Midas Hashem will be Mamshach, and a Gevaldika now, a great week, and a Gevaldika, Mordika, Maldus, of Tyra, and a Malcolm Tyra up ahead of Mesos Hashem.